You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio, in association with EDC, is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, once again, we are with Crystal Jones, the owner and clothing designer of CCJ Designers Lounge, a full-service sewing lounge company based in Northern Virginia, providing women custom clothing, sewing lessons, and studio rental space. Crystal, welcome again to Enterprise Radio.
Oh, thank you for having me, Eric. How are you?
I'm doing good. Good to have you back. So tell us, for the listeners that may have missed the last broadcast, what are the services offered there at your company? And it looks like you've taken on a stronger presence since we've last spoken.
Absolutely. Within the past few months, our clients have shown a stronger interest in actually creating their own clothes and learning how to sew, especially my tween and teenager market around the third and fifth graders and, of course, teenagers. We offer a variety of sewing lessons, both group and private, and we also teach basic sewing and after-school enrichment programs as well.
Now, how does your style of business get attention today?
Well, since I am and we are a niche business, our clients usually take a strong interest in sewing and fashion design. Thanks to television shows such as Project Runway and Fashion Star, it's inspiring clients to take up the craft of sewing. Also, home economics really doesn't teach students in our public school systems really how to make garments, which they can wear. The public school system usually engages students into creating crafty items, such as pillowcases and needlepoint. So this has given us an opportunity to really grasp a certain area, which is the craft of sewing, and really put it out there in the mainstream market as our young Americans are trying to come up and create clothing.
The listener, I'm sure, is always curious, where do you find most of your clients?
Ironically, clients have been locating our establishment. What's great about having a niche business, I know it will not grasp the attention of a large market, but the clients who do seek out CCJ Designers Lounge have personal interest and need help in regards to maybe a prom dress, bridesmaid gown, really something in particular they're looking towards, even sewing lessons. Even if the client's needs cannot be met, we still steer them in the direction that best suits their needs. We'll research and outsource other businesses and solicit other companies as well that hopefully could provide the assistance that they need. We gain a good amount of clientele from giving our professional advice and suggestions. We also advertise within our local, for example, homeowner associations within our area, local Clippers magazines, local newspapers, and social media. These are just a few small, inexpensive methods which have allowed us to build our clientele.
Nice. Now, today we're joined by Crystal Jones, the owner and clothing designer of CCJ Designers Lounge, a full-service sewing lounge company based in Northern Virginia, providing women custom clothing, sewing lessons, and studio rental space here on Enterprise Radio in association with EDC, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Crystal, tell us about some of the methods you are using to grow your niche business.
Well, once we grasp the interest and the basic information of a client, we offer incentives that will entice the client to come back for repeat business. For example, clients who have taken sewing lessons with our establishment, we offer a discount class towards a secondary or a third class. We also offer gift cards to our local fabric stores as well as a discount towards many of our services. It's also our way of showing our clients their appreciation for supporting our business as well, and it's worked out well for us.
What's next for CCJ Designers Lounge?
Well, the goal for 2013 is, of course, continued growth of clientele, but also growth in our location. We would love to create a community at center atmosphere, definitely for our tweens and teens to fellowship in a positive and creative manner while they have the opportunity to learn a skill or the craft of sewing. This is another way in how we like to give back to the community and build the growing minds of our young Americans.
How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about CCJ Designers Lounge online?
Oh, absolutely. You can contact us at info@ccjdesignerslounge.com, or you can check out our website at www.ccjdesignerslounge.com. And you also can check us out on Facebook at CCJ Designers Lounge as well. So there's three areas which you can reach out to us and find out more information and really look at what we're doing in our community and with our local clients.
Really good to have had you back. She is Crystal Jones, the owner and clothing designer of CCJ Designers Lounge, a full-service sewing lounge company based in Northern Virginia, providing women custom clothing, sewing lessons, and studio rental space. And once again, the website of reference is ccjdesignerslounge.com. Crystal, thanks so much for joining us again here on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for having me again.
You are very welcome, and continued success to you and your company. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio in association with EDC, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.